Hello, footies, and thank you for joining us once again for Foot in Review, where we've been bringing you leading analysis and opinion on all things FIFA and EAFC since 2019. Today's show is proudly brought to you by footcoaching.com, your number one place for you to get better at FC24. Also, if you want to help support this show directly, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview. You get a range of benefits, including exclusive merchandise, coaching discounts, and much, much more, including ad-free access to the show, which means you won't be hearing this very advertisement. However, we realise that times are tough, so simply leaving us a five-star review wherever you listen to us will be greatly appreciated, as it helps the show grow. We'd also like to thank our Skybox holder, Peter, for his exceptional support. Now, let's get to today's show.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to Foot in Review, episode 594. It is time for a showdown, FC showdown, that is. We look into the good, the bad, and the ugly. We discuss if the end of Big Virgil's defensive reign is near. We look at where to start, if you're getting back into the game, and what to master if you need to focus on one aspect of the gameplay. And what the heck is going on with the servers lately? My name is John, and I'll be your host today, but I'm not alone. Joining me is the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. FC24 Database himself, the forum master, the Norwegian Indiana Jones, and we need to hurry this show, so I'm just going to announce him as Yngve.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. It's good to see you. You look like you got 45 minutes of discussions ready for you.
Yep. Good to go.
And last, but certainly not least, you haven't heard his voice for some weeks now because he's obviously very busy with preparing a certain podcast event in Crete and so much more. But he's back. It's Grandpapa Mac, the Foot in Review teddy bear. It's none other than Chris.
Hi, guys. Great to be back on. It's been a good 6 weeks, I think, since I've been on. Yes, I have not fallen out with anyone on the Discord. I've just been, unfortunately, busy with work. So it's great
with
to be back.
Anyone, guys, or everyone?
Well, you could say that. Yeah, no, it's been good. It's been good, mate. The Discord is popping, as we say, and with Crete just round the corner, you and I had a call with Marios this week, didn't we? And it's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, the schedule for the event is almost ready. We got a concept laying around. We're just working on the last final details. And I can't wait to see if we can get to announce where we're going to record the live show in Crete. But it's just a little bit too early, but I'm so hyped to talk about that. So soon, Chris.
Yeah, not be long. See you listening, folks.
Definitely, just a week or so, I think. Anyways, Yngve, it's time for a showdown. We used to have some proper showdowns. We used to love this promotion. Is there anything else that changed this year, or are we going to continue this? Because just to put it out there, you and also Chris, and I see a lot in the community, actually enjoyed the last 2 weeks of FC24, didn't you?
Yeah, there's been lots of SBCs to do and fun objectives like playing. So people packing some promo cards, it's nice to see, of course. So we've had a little bit of fun, at least. So content-wise, which is good. There have been some interesting stuff, at least.
Definitely. Chris, you've been enjoying the game as well, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the forum was great. I asked the guys, actually, on our Discord, who packed what and how many did they get. You know, Adam, which you've heard on the podcast, he got 20 fantasy cards, excluding dupes as well, and he got three fantasy heroes. Nurizic got 14. My good friend Yngve, who's on the show, he got 23.
And how many, Yngve?
23.
A few dupes still, but not too many.
There aren't even 23 unique ones.
Yeah. Homer got 10 and 5 dupes on top of that, and he also got one hero. But I think Hoppine, who sent me this one, I'm just going to read out how he packed. I mean, this is Discord luck. If you're feeling that you need your pack luck to come join the Discord, it's free to join patreon.com/footandreview. I think I've got that right, John.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. Not been that long. He got, let me tell you this, he got Bomb Pastor, Canati, McManaman, Maggiore, Voller, Mascherano, Politano, Maidima, Aspas, Stanway, Acuna, and many more lower rated. The Bombastor was actually tradable, and he sold her and bought Team of the Year Oberdorf because he is planning to do Rolfo. Now that is Discord luck, isn't it?
Very nice.
Apparently, I didn't pick any.
Well, you need to open packs, John.
That's fair as well. I have to say, though, the reward lately for me has been abysmal. So I hope that gets a little bit better. But hey, I'm glad for everyone else that did get some proper rewards. And I'm glad everyone likes the game. I've been playing heavy competitive, but I feel like I've been the only one. If you listen to the Tuesday show, people just play the cops, play friendlies, play co-op, play different games. I've been grinding on all of the time I can spend on food, just playing Rivals. I'm now in Div 1. If I get some time, but that is a big if this week, I should be elite before the next rewards cycle, I think. Really enjoying the high competitive setting at the moment. And I think it's because it's less toxic than before, or it's a little bit easier. I do think if you get past level, like Division 3, it's getting a little bit easier now. So, yeah, definitely enjoying. That's all. Envy is shaking heavily with his hand. You don't think so, Envy?
I'm in Division 2, and it's very tough, so... I wouldn't say it's easier in Division. I have found it easier in Division 3 than Division 2.
That's how it should be anyway. So
yeah, that's
I'm glad that is the case for you. Hey, shall we talk about the Showdown promo? Can you explain what it is, Envy, the concept, and take it away from there?
Well, it's called Showdown Series. We'll get the daily squad battle challenges with two special player options soon to face off on in the real world. So the first showdown is between Liverpool and Manchester City. So it's a showdown Bobby Clark and Manuel Akanji from Manchester City. So the winner there will get a +2 inform upgrade. If it's a draw, both players will get a +1 inform upgrade. So makes things a little bit more interesting if you're a neutral supporter as well. And if you pick just one of the players, so you might be a little bit more invested in watching the match as well, maybe. That's how we kind of came to like this promo the first time with a certain Kleiber-Robin combination in an earlier FIFA, which was really fun.
I don't know who this Kleiber guy is, but...
You don't.
Yeah. I was wondering, though, in previous games, wasn't it that you have to pick one of them instead of being able to do both of them? Or is that just
no,
my
that was going? That was the... what was his name? Was it Forrest, James Forrest and Ryan Kent, SBC? Right, yeah. The road to the final thing? That was a player pick between the Celtic player and the Rangers player. And... once the Piquant got really lucky. Let's put it like that. Was it James Forrest? His name is Craig
James Forrest,
it
was, yeah. I mean, the thing is,
James Forrest.
Yeah. Europe's not for everyone, and it's certainly not for Celtic, so.
Well, that goes all for listening base. Thanks for that, Chris. Appreciate it. what do you got? Let's ask Chris first. What do you think, Chris, of this format? You can just do any SBC, is that a good thing? Or should they make you choose?
I think it's a good thing to do. You know, I mean, I see the two players I've picked, and you know, Akanji, I know a fair bit about him. I have to say, Clark is a new one for me. I'm unaware of that. No, I think it's fine. I like it when there's lots to do. There's a fair bit of fodder, especially people who have maybe opened their packs from the cups. If you've done the cups, I mean, there was loads and loads of packs there. People had loads of dupes. You know, did Rolfo, did Carvalho. I think there needs to be something in the game at the moment because it just is it's difficult because player prices are so high, the players that you need to boost your team. So I think having these decent SBCs is well worth it.
Fair. Yvi, are you of the same opinion?
Yeah, pretty much. It's lots to do. I like the Showdown series, so I'm hoping for some little bit of out-of-the-box selections for the players you can do. Players that hasn't had or probably won't have too many special cards during the cycle of the game. So that would be Bobby Clark is probably one that well, he's playing at the moment, but he hasn't played that much. So he might get an inform maybe, but normally he wouldn't be the first one in line getting a promo card, which is nice. I would prefer, EA, if you're listening, that we get a Connor Bradley card. I need a right back, and just put a whip cross plus on him, and I won't complain.
He's Liverpool as well? I don't even know.
Yep. I was hoping for Connor Bradley showdown card, but Bobby Clark, it's a cool choice as well, of course.
Yeah. I'm alone in the fact that I would like to see him pick and actually have more at stake here, because you can just do both and it doesn't even matter who wins, and it's a win-win. Maybe it's a competitive mind in me saying, you know what would be cool if you have to select one of them, just make one SBC, they pick one of them, and then the stakes are higher or something, right? I mean,
yeah.
Because now we'll see Akanji or the other one, like in half of the teams after this week.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think though you've got to look at it and say, I mean, I think you look at the Kanji card. I mean, we know we're talking about the Virgil van Dijk killer. This one, is it or is it not? I mean, if that does get it's +2, I'm gonna be right in saying that. Do you think that card is on par with Van Dijk still, the 90 rated card, or do you think it's still behind?
Stats wise, probably, but it's a unique body type on Van Dijk is very unique. But of course, stats wise, he's already better than at least the non-informed Van Dijk. So. I don't know. Van Dijk has those long legs as well and really strong. So if he's better than the non-informed Van Dijk, it's already a great SBC, I guess, to do. Because the thing is with Akanji, he got intercept plus, block plus, he got normal ping pass, long ball pass, jockey, anticipate, slide tackle, first touch, and aerial as well. And with 94 jumping, 91 strength, close to 90 defensive stats. It's with medium attacking, high defensive work rates, and unique body type on Akanji. It's a very interesting card.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I think in looking at the two of them, that's probably one. I'm not a Liverpool fan, so and not really got a dog in the race come this Sunday when the game's on. But the Clark card just looks a little bit pricey, you know, for what you're getting.
There's a lot of centre mids. That's probably why. That's why one of the reasons also I wanted Connor Bradley, because there's not that many top right back that will be under 500,000 coins. So that would have been kind of perfect to get him now. But hopefully we'll get a showdown with a few fullbacks later, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and also the fact is, I think we're going to mention is that the evolution's there, isn't there? If the player gets the maximum upgrade, is that right?
The winner, or if it's a draw, they both get upgraded. Kind of, it becomes kind of a winner card. So you can do the free evolution, which gives a +1 on the rating and in some different in-game stats, of course. So in theory, you can get 92 rated Bobby Clark or Akanji if one of the teams wins the match. And of course you can use the evolution on one of the other showdowns if you don't want to use it on any of these two players, of course. Mm-hmm. Which is cool, I think.
No, very cool. I think it's very cool. I mean, it's a weird promo in that it's not got the players at the very start, but it's an interesting one, and I think it's one that we'll look forward to taking. Definitely do some of the SBCs on it.
It's kind of a cool down promo before the next kind of big one, if you can call it that. So that's why we have some previous cards back in packs as well, like Centurion Solan, Team of the Year Honorable Mentions Kane, and Team of the Group Stages Mbappe versus Fire Neymar, etc. So there are some kind of pack fillers as well. So to make it a little bit more interesting, opening packs. So that's why I think it's kind of a cooldown promo, even though we'll get lots of SBCs, etc., which is nice. So,
I mean, I think you're right. I don't know. It's just half. It's sort of a weird promo for me. Like, I see this and like, yeah, those showdowns could be more meaningful if you do a pick. I'd also be more inclined to see, like, face-offs are cool when there's two similar players and you have to pick, I think. So if you have two center defenders, for example, from City and from Liverpool, say you have a, I don't know, let's say you have a Gomez and you have a Kanye, right?
Yeah.
You have to pick one of them. They are both good players. You can almost make them identical even. So you did some win-win, whichever you pick, but it's going to be a bit bigger win if they beat each other, the other one beats the other in this weekend. I think that would sort of activate me more, but I'm looking at these two cards. I'm like, I don't need a central midfielder. Oh, Kanye. Okay, that's done. Kanye. And I don't, if not, if it happens, happens. But I think, and you don't know which promo, which they're still going to be, right? Which also makes it a little bit harder. This could be a cool in-between promo if they released all of them as picks and all the positions were the same with the same. Which show
yeah, each showdown had the same position, yeah. That would be interesting.
So I don't know,
yeah. And pick one, yeah, player pick, yeah. That would be cool.
Do a
as
defender,
well.
Do a goalkeeper for all care, do a midfielder, do an attacker. And then you have four showdowns. You have to pick one of them in all four. That way, there's more at stake. Everyone still wins because all the cards are sort of similar. You can still pick your position. But you, for example, you take the Liverpool midfielder because you're a Liverpool fan. Mm-hmm. But you're probably also going to do a Kanye.
Well, that depends on fodder, which is empty at the moment.
Sure, but
also depends on what other showdowns. Well, I only have one day to finish it, so I need to decide quickly if I want to do a Kanji or not. And I don't know. It's not the. I need a fullback more than I need a center back. I have quite a lot of center backs, to be honest. So yeah, I might not do a Kanji.
No, that's fair. I will probably do him, although there's plenty of center backs at my team already as well. So it's
but if, of course, if you get the full upgrade, then yeah, it's going to be a very good card. No doubt about that. So
no, that's the thing. But I also still have 93 Alaba on the bench, for example. And like,
yeah.
I don't know. I find it also a bit of a weird time where I didn't pack anyone this week. So for me, that didn't actually go up well, but I play with a team that's basically, well, 2 months old now, team of the year level, and I only exchanged my left winger because I banked Nedved, not because Nedved is that much better, but I just like Nedved, and I still perform really well with it, so I have no really incentive to upgrade. Like people did Rolf this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect card. Would it be an upgrade on paper? Yes, over my goal card, for example. But I still don't feel that goal card is lacking and still just does the job in Div 1 for me. So I'm like, I probably best if I just wait a couple of weeks until it really gets obvious it's outdated, maybe. Could be me, though. But
you can say fodder, of course.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would just say that this is possibly the prime time of the game before we go into the madness that's team of the season. So between now and the team of the season starting, the cards that you're getting are going to matter and you can use them before we get to the usual Mbappes and Haalands of this world and whoever, you know. So I think this is a really good time to invest in the game and play the game and get those cards and use different ones because see come tots, we're all going to have the same cards. You know, and it's nice now. You know you're going to have a different team for everybody else and it's maybe a good time to start, you know, really playing them.
Yeah, more unique type of team now, possible, probably. So
yeah, that's where I'm not expecting that because I see everyone doing the same SBCs past week. We'll talk about certain icon this week as well, which people will do. Most teams have the same icons already in the team, which are also SBCs. We'll get Rolfo as left back in every single team or 90% of the team. We'll get all the showdown players in teams for the coming weeks. I think team of the season is where the teams can actually differ without being penalized for using different cards. even more than that. But
you could have the likes of Bon Pastor get an upgrade. You know, Gundogan could get an upgrade as well. I know Barcelona's not playing great at the moment, but, you know, there's a good chance that they'll get an upgrade, and they're not super expensive cards. I mean, I still use Hemp. Is it Future Stars Hemp? I use Future Stars really Hemp. I still use Sawa. She still fits really nicely into my team. I've got 94 Lewandowski up top. So I've got quite a mixture of players, because I'm like you, Yngwie. I think I use a lot of crossing in my game. So I like a bit of height and players with a whip pass. And we'll get onto the right wing as well. But the best card that I've got is still a really good card. So, yeah, there's definitely different options up there. And I think what I liked about the previous promo, and even this one, is it's live cards and you're going to get upgrades. And as you say, John, you take an interest in the game. You're actually looking to see who has whatever team Barcelona got this week, or is Barcelona one with their awful cards? Who are they playing? When do they get an upgrade? And you're actually checking the tracker. So I think that makes it a little bit more interactive, and it makes it a lot more fun than a lot of the promos that we've had recently.
I'm pretty sure lots of people know the how and when Barcelona ladies are going to play. And many people saw that Rolfa just returned from injury. People were kind of sweating on that. And she played, I think, 16 minutes now in a cup match. So she is recovered and ready for the league. So everybody's probably going to check how long. If they get a clean sheet, does she play 60 minutes to get the clean sheet bonus or not? It's like it puts a little bit more interest in those matches as well, and kind of open up the eyes of the female football as well, which is nice. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people saw the upgrades on that Politano card that got first up plus one and then got unlocked two more, so he's up to 90 now, and that's a really good card for around, I think, 50k last time I checked. It's a really fun card, and cheap for the price, I think, for a 90 rated winger. So I'm also watching Candreva if he's gonna get an upgrade, because he's really good already, and if he gets a plus two, he's gonna be pretty awesome, I think. At least for my style, he's playing really well.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. Yeah, maybe it's just me. Probably just me then. And I'm not complaining anyway. Like, I mean, you know me, I'm more of a gameplay guy than actually a guy that plays for the content anyways, right? So, but it's for me, it doesn't really too much. But I did just do a kanji to make sure I get that. No regret there. Yngwie, what else did we get, my friend?
We got some objectives players as well. Looks like EA want to put a little bit of spotlight on the NWSL, the female league in the United States. So you need to play two matches a day with three NWSL players. You can do it in pretty much any ultimate team game mode. So that's easy. So you get a daily completion thing, and you get some packs. And if you complete it once, you get the left back Carson Pickett. It is 7 rated with the whip pass plus, which is of course a big bonus, and relentless plus, high work rates. And she was really good in the beginning of the game. The 82 rated non-inform. If you complete it two times, you get Jesse Fleming, another center mid from the NWSL. And if you complete it three times, you get the female player center mid again, La Bonta. Also, 87 rated. So you can link them with ease if you have that Alex Morgan card, or maybe Sophia Smith Team of the Year card if you were lucky enough to pack or maybe afford it. So those are good links for her as well, and probably very usable.
Yeah. Anything to add there, Chris?
No.
You get XP as well. You get 1,000 XP for each of those completions. So if you're need of XP to get to level 25, this is also a good way to get that. So it's like 4,000 XP or something you can get from this completionist objectives, which is nice, I think.
All right.
No, I think it's a great thing, John. I think it's great. It puts the spotlight on female players, interesting cards as well. And I just wish, you know, maybe we'll talk about it later in the show, that they bring in a token promo that you can actually use these cards. That would be absolute ideal for me. I know a lot of people in the Discord would like it as well. Some people are not so keen on it, but once we collected promo and decent rewards, that's something we could even, you know, so see what a month's promo like that? That would be amazing.
Let's take that topic though, because Ingvy, would you like a token-based promo, or can you explain for the new listeners what a token-based promo would do?
Yeah, I like the token thing we had where we could exchange the token in lots of different players, either icons or promo cards or, yeah, packs if you wanted that. I think many people have missed it. If it's made similar to the Fantasy Cup we had, I think it would be great to have it. I think people, most people will like it then, because that cup was really fun, at least for me. Lots of different teams. You didn't see the same players. And yeah, that was a very nice surprise when we got that one. If it's only in champs, then of course it's going to be really tough. Then maybe not so much. But if you can do it in rivals or in a cup like that, then I think it's a good thing. At least for me, I like it.
If they ever bring it back, it has to be a separate mode or that cup again and with unlimited things. Please keep it out of rivals. Because I didn't like the cup. I played a couple of matches, maybe, I know, a dozen for the Friendly Cup. But I found it extremely toxic because people didn't like wanted me to quit after they conceded. They just play 4-2-4, get an early call. I'm like, yeah, okay, this happens. I'll get you. I'll equalize, they quit and send me a message. I should have quit because apparently it's golden goal. And all that toxic behavior kept coming back. Or I had someone that scored a goal and sent ball, send me a message, quit now. And he just kept running with the ball, coming back, playing wide, coming back. And I scored the equalizer and then quit again. I was like, yeah, one more of this and I'm actually done. And I think those token-based promos, people want to do it ASAP. So unless they spread those tokens out, like, for example, you can only get like 3 a week and you need 12 in a month, right? Something like that. If that stops the pacing, like the hasting, the rushing of the objectives.
SBC's token as well. And I think we had tokens
impacts as well.
So yeah.
I think it's one hectic and toxic promotion to get on. So I don't like it. And I especially didn't like it having that in competitive modes either. Then again, we got cards after, I don't know, 10 weeks for 30 tokens or something. I don't even know how many, which got replaced 1 week after. So it never made much sense for me anyways to do that. So, hey, again, I'm a bit of a downer on this, but I don't like the token-based promotions at all. And like I said last week, bringing in the cup was pretty cool. Bringing it in with suddenly having different team building requirements without us knowing, made it really awkward.
I thought that was great, John. The 87 squad was brilliant to do that because
I did it with 10, I did 12 matches with I think 10 lone 86, 87 cards, which is and really what you want to do. Like, if you know it's coming, and that's what I meant with the tokens as well, Chris, if you know it's coming, you'll save some of the players, right? Mm. You keep a Spanish or Italian team separate. You say, hey, let me do this SBC because it's not like, let me do the Young, for example, because hey, you might need it for one of those tokens grinds later on, which is sort of cool. Doing it suddenly out of the blue, I think is pretty annoying if you already tossed all everything in SBCs and stuff.
Yeah, I get that, John. But if you look at these American players or American female league players, what are they there for? If you're not going to have a token-based system or that, these are all right cards, but at this stage of the game, I mean, I don't know what rating they are, Ingvy, but they don't look particularly high, do they?
And 87?
87, they're not being empty. I mean, I could be talking wrong here, but if you look in our Discord or chat to your friends, How many 87 cards are going to make that in the Rivals or Weekend League? So you need a mod that you can use these cards. Otherwise, don't give us them. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree with that at all. I just don't like it being pushed halfway through without us knowing it's coming. Because if I would know there would be an American-based Weekend League coming, for example, I'd do these in a heartbeat and I'd spend time grinding it. Now, like, I'm not going to grind it. And then when it suddenly does arrive, I'd be like, hey, that sucks. If only I knew in front half. Now I can't really do this because I don't have the players, which is almost what happened with me in a friendly mode. Luckily, I had the Haaland card still, for example. And somehow I got lots of loans from the week before that. 87 rated loans. The right winger from, I forgot her name. Is she Johan's daughter? Something like that. She was pretty cool. Johan's daughter or something she was called. 87 rated card from the academy players.
Is she Norwegian?
Yeah, I think so. It's pretty, it was a really cool card, honestly. And
well, a long name though. Didn't she have a long name?
Yeah. But she was pretty cool. But I had her alone. And that was sort of my... Diate got a loan, so I used all kinds of loans for it, and sort of lucky I could even compete, but even then I found it not being what I look into the game. So I really don't hope we get any token promos this stage of the game. I do get what you're saying, and I hope next year they bring it back, but announced they will bring it back so everyone can take it into account from the start.
I agree. That's a very good point. If they announce it, then it's okay. And maybe now it's a little bit too late, but for next year, yeah. That then people know it's coming and then can start keeping in mind that they might need to have a few players for those modes as well, yeah.
Definitely.
Good point.
Definitely.
Good point.
One thing though, I have to say this because we would not be able to do the show without our fantastic Patreon supporters. Of course... Patreon supporters go through patreon.com/footandreview, as Chris already mentioned. And one of the benefits Patreon supporters get for their support is an advertisement-free throw. So if you're listening to this message, you're not a Patreon yet, so here's our ad. Are you tired of losing versus true ball merchants or cutback merchants, sick of playing the same meta formation or using the same teams? Do you have to replace your controller every two promos because the game tilts you? Look no further for any help. Check out footcoaching.com for one-to-one coaching using a professional data-driven analysis tool from Knox Sports as used by professional football clubs like Liverpool, the FA, Atletico Madrid, and many, many other. Become the meta and unlock your potential. So check out footcoaching.com for our options and reach out on our socials. And if you are supporting the Foot and Review podcast by being a Patreon, you get some amazing extra discounts on every single booking. So footcoaching.com for direct bookings or patreon.com/footandreview for those extra discounts. Oh, and obviously, as promised, you book a session, we'll donate it all to Macmillan because if EA is not giving back, we will. Henry, back to the content, my friend, to the promo. We also have a filled mailbag to get into. And we're already more than halfway through the show. Do you think we can get through it all?
Yeah, there's not that much. We got a few Play of the Month SBC I think we need to mention. And of course, we got the...
we don't need to mention everyone.
Centurion's Jairzinho SBC that goes for around 2.35 million, which I think it's a quite hefty price. Yeah, it's a good card, but there's... Yeah, it's not for me. I don't have fodder or anything. I think the prices on the Dybala card is nice. Player of the Month Dybala, 175,000 coins with the good extra playstyle plus for him. 90 rated. He with also a plus one for his weak foot, so he's double four stunner, which is really nice. So that card looks really good. The Højlund Player of the Month card is not bad. I wish it was higher rated since he already has the Future Star 89 rated card. So this is lesser with not the same type of playstyles, but he did get better work rates now, so it's a little bit confusing. But priced at 85k, it's not awful. So I think the price is fine. I just wish he had different playstyles and was better than his last promo card, but that's me.
He's got two playstyle pluses now, though, right?
Yeah.
Different ones, but that's still not too bad.
It's not the worst, of course, but it's one of the banned playstyles, I guess, from the events, if I'm not mistaken. Aerial Plus
and Quick Step, yeah.
So then we won't see this card in that those events, which is a shame.
True.
Quick Step Plus is fine for a striker, of course. But the Future Star card is, of course, better, much better passing. But as a striker, it's not a deal breaker, I guess. And for United fans, I think it's a probably good SPC, okay. But I still think a player of the month card should be much higher rated because he's been very good over a whole month. And I think that card should reflect on his performances. That I don't know if he scored many headers or something during that month, but I don't think so. So if he scored a certain type of maybe power shots or finesse shots, then that would be much better if they put those playstyle plus on the card. But maybe something for a later time.
No, I definitely agree. And we've said this before. And we got two really good, high-rated, very expensive player of the month cards at the start of the game with Son and...
Mbappe?
Yeah, of course, Mbappe. But also Premier League Salah, of course.
Yeah.
Those are all expensive, but actually really good cards. After that, most of the player of the month became a small upgrade with decent pricing. I do think the Jung card, for example, hard saying from a finance fan, but it's actually it's a good value, one of them, and different type of player to put in. I'm not going to comment on Dybala for obvious reasons. Yes, I'm biased.
But Juventus legend.
Yeah, which left Juventus for finance arch enemy, so there's double problems there. He also plays well against Feyenoord always. But that's a different story. No, but sir, there's more to be done with Player of the Month, I think. There were times where we're like, oh, Friday is going to be Player of the Month. I'm curious what's going
to
be.
It should be really special card, really compared to what they already have. Because Dybala already has 389 rated promo cards.
Exactly, yeah.
So, one is, of course, an inform, but the other ones are another Player of the Month and then a Winter Wild Card. So he's had a really good season so far. So, I would prefer a plus two from the latest promo card on the players with, unless it was a 95 rated card. And then, of course, I would understand. Yeah, I wouldn't give a 97 rated Mbappe suddenly, but for lower rated cards, they should boost them more to reflect that they actually played really well for a month.
I mean, I think as well as when you're talking about the SBCs, and Dan's mentioned it in the chat, which you get to listen live if you are a Discord member, the Jorginho, he says, Jars, no thanks, too expensive for this stage of the game. I mean, I had a look at the card, I seen it come out, and I'd never actually checked the price. He was great last year when we used him, I think we got him in the World Cup, didn't we? And then you look at it, and the SBC is 2.3 million for a 90 rated winger. I mean, unless Yngwie can tell me something different, I don't see anything in that card that's a must-do.
No, he has the Rapid Plus playstyle, and he's already quick, so it's not that much of a kind of boost for that card. So he got 5-star skill moves, that's nice, but I would rather do the George Best SBC if I was going to do anything, the team of the George Best, and there's already so many wingers. I would prefer the Chloe Kelly card. I'd rather buy that if I had the coins to spend. If I was going to spend 2 million on doing the Jorginho or buy the Chloe Kelly card, I would buy the Chloe Kelly card straight away compared to that. So,
fair point. Same Daniel says there's also a store pack which gives you anything from any promo this year. 50k, and it has a less than 1% chance to also get you a Team of the Year player. Would be cool to pack a Team of the Year player in March, but I wouldn't count on it. There's also packs which gives you 1,000 XP a piece, though.
Yeah, there are some boost card packs in store, so if you really need for XP, then there's of course a short fix there as well, but I would rather do the objectives, play a few matches with those NWSL players. That's an easier solution, I think.
Definitely.
I think as well, you know, you have to mention the Declan Rice card that's getting upgraded. I mean, he had a cracking week, didn't he? He scored, and you know, Arsenal are on fire. They'll get their two wins. He'll get his thing. I mean, that card looks like, I know it's 3.2 million in coins, but I think that card's pretty amazing. I mean, did you not compare him to Virgil van Dijk, Yngwie, and sent it to John?
Yeah, I did. I think John blocked me that day, so I didn't see the comparison.
You know that emoji with the dog shaking no? That's exactly what I
thought you were going to say, the emoji with dog shit.
No, I wouldn't do that. Never.
I know,
I do have to be more strict with answering these things from you.
If there's anybody out there who wants a comparison made, John loves them, so please catch on your socials, send them to him. He loves looking at them. We'll bring them up on the show. You can see his face if you're watching the video, how happy he is about that. So please just tag him in those ones.
If you compare the after Rice got the upgrade to 91 and the Team of the Year Van Dijk, total stats on Declan Rice is 515, 509 on Van Dijk. Total in-game stats, 2,413 on Rice and 2,398 on Declan Rice. So, as a centre-back, maybe.
On to the mailbag. Nick says, hey guys, as someone who has played almost every year in Ultimate Team and really struggled to get to grips with EAFC from the beginning, how would you suggest I get back into the game? For you info, I haven't played since October and felt with all the changes, gameplay, evolution, etc., like a rabbit in the headlights. Let's ask Yngwie for that first.
Yeah, I would maybe just play a few squad battles on a higher level to just get a feel of how passing, shooting, crossing, etc., just to see if there's any huge difference in that from when he played in October, and then just start in rivals and just concentrate on playing your type. Don't try to learn 5, 6, 7 skill moves and then go into a match and think you're going to pull all of them off. I would concentrate on one thing at a time. Keep things simple. Pass and move. Maybe do one. Concentrate on one type of skill move or type of shot or type of pass. And don't try to kind of be world class straight away. Just be patient. You're going to hit roadblocks. I do it myself. And pretty much everyone does. They're going to struggle at some point. Just take a match, try to focus on something, and if you can, record it and see what you did good and then see what you can improve on. And if you keep it simple, it's not going to be that bad, I think. But if you want to play like the pros, then you're going to struggle because that's pretty much impossible anyways.
Great tips. Anything to add, Chris?
Yeah, learn how to cross. Whipped pass. Pass is the ultimate play style you can get because most people play a certain way and they're not used to it. And you don't need a lot of space when your winger or your fullbacks have got whip pass, and don't be scared to whip it in any time. You don't have to wait till the person makes a move in the box to try and get across. I scored a goal last night with Haaland and the guy was virtually between the halfway line and the box and he whipped across in and Haaland ran on there. So learn how to whip pass. Play styles, that one's the best one out there.
And I can't disagree more with that statement. And I'll tell you also exactly why. I know you guys you like crossing, and I totally understand it. And crossing, it's not the best it's ever been, but it's pretty good, right? It's pretty stable. You know what else is really, really good? 4-3-2-1 with true balls, especially on the counter. when do you can and what's the best time to get a counter in when someone keeps spamming crosses which are easy to predict, intercepted, and go from that. So I don't think if you look at higher levels rival plays or example pro tournaments, you'll see any or all crosses at all during a match, because the risk of being countered is actually really high. So I'm not disagreeing with you, Chris, that it's really fun to do. It's also pretty good. You can do it really well. But it's not hard, too hard to defend. Basically, hold jockey L to make sure you use your power button to defend as a defender, not use your passing button like 90% of the people I see coming past foot coaching do, because the power wins the header. So you hold L2, you defend the cross with the shooting button, and basically you can just counter away against people standing the players forward. So I think crossing is way, way too risky. So if someone like Nick comes back into the game now, I would certainly do like Yngwie says, start with playing, keeping everything simple. So the kiss tactic, keep it simple. I wanted to keep it nice there. And then choose one thing to focus on and build on that one thing until you think you've mastered it, then continue. And don't feel a FOMO like things like evolutions or things that's out of your reach of understanding currently. Just take one thing, build from there. No, do start with the things you do know. And of course, at foot coaching, it's pretty easy. Just take one of the basic sessions, keep you like two things, I think, to get working on. And if you play Chris or you play friendlies, cross for your life. But please don't do it too much in rivals. Sorry, Chris.
See, that's a Dutch answer, that is, isn't it? That's the answer of a Dutchman there. Whereas me and Yngwie, we like a big man up top, don't we, Yngwie? You know, Haaland to this world, Shearers of this world. Get the ball in the box, get the goals in. Honestly, people are not expecting it.
Early cross,
right in there between the penalty spot and the 6-yard box. Keeper can't come for it, defenders can't defend it, and your big men will slot it home.
Or the back post versus Selma Vaha, back post headers. It's also a good weapon in the end of matches if you're chasing a goal. So that's fun as well. For example,
that shows that this game isn't all that much focused on one thing. That's really too good. That makes sense.
No, that's true. That's a good thing about it. That's a good thing, John. I mean, let's be honest. There is one FIFA, one FC coach on here, and you're listening, and he's got a Dutch accent. But there's different ways to play, you know. And I think if you find a way that likes your style, then it's a great. It's actually, I hated the game. I hated the game at the start, and I've got used to it now. I think they've made a few tweaks to it. The pressure, once you learn how to play against it, it's a bit harder at the moment because I think the players are a little bit better. But, you know, if you can do 3 or 4 passing moves, you will break that press. And once you break that press, then you've got a good chance of getting a goal.
Definitely. Last question comes from Kyle. He says, if you were going to focus to master on one gameplay skill or mechanic for the rest of the year, what would it be? Crossing from Chris. Crossing for... No, seriously. Yngwie, what would
defending.
It be for you?
Defending, player switching, and keeping the shape of the team with the defenders. I think that would help a lot if you were able to not drag the players out of position, which I'm pretty good at doing. You would concede less goals if you could control that. You always score goals, I think, but defending is really hard to master. If you master that, you will climb on the ladder in pretty much every game mode, I think. That's where I can improve the most as well. I still try to concentrate on the small things. So it's gotten a little bit better. That's probably why I managed to get up to Division 2 now. So not try to overdo things. I've chased the ball trying to win it very early before, which is never a good idea because you pull the whole team out of position then. So being patient and keeping the player's position right on the pitch is, I think, a good way to start.
Good points. Chris, anything to add for Kyle?
I would say there's a couple of things I would say is I would vary my gameplay. So first of all, keep the game fresh. If you constantly play rivals all the time, or you're constantly playing weekend league, then the game's not fresh. Get the odd squad battle in there, get the odd friendly in there, you know, make a point of playing for the objective cards as well. That'll keep the game fresh. What I'd say is learn how to beat the press. I think that's the important thing. If you learn how to beat the press, then you, the people who play this high-pressure game, which there's still quite a few do that, by nature, I think they're impatient. You know, I think people who play the press, and I could be wrong here, I sometimes feel they're not the best players. The people who don't play the press, you've got to sometimes worry about them because they are quite good. They are good players. They're confident in that. The press is one where I think the person's less confident. If you play the press, I'm not trying to insult you, but I do feel that. And if you beat the press, their impatience will come into it and then you will be able to score more goals.
Definitely. I find it hard to give one absolute answer that makes sense because I know Cal, for example, is a pretty good player. And so it depends. I don't know what he already mastered, so I find it hard to give an answer. And that's how we at Foot Coaching Coach, we have some basics, for example, defending, etc., how you can do, should do. Depending on where you're at the basics, that's where we focus on. Like, for example, if you're a good defender but you can't really score, we look at how you create more chances, and that could be making more dynamic runs or manual assists, for example, or green time shooting. But that wouldn't make sense to recommend if you, for example, can't really defend or don't know how to tackle or don't know how to defend the crosses you just mentioned. So there's too much to give a certain answer, but the 2 points you guys gave are perfect starting points, and the other situations I think are too situational to give a definitive answer on. But there's loads of standard things in the game which usually go into the next year, for example, the green time shooting, which are good to practice always. And Daniel says in chat, you just have to know when to put my controller down, which is also a good skill to master, I think. Which is also a good skill to master. Yes, definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't do it after editing the podcast at 1 a.m. is my golden tip of that one. Is there anything you guys have to add or want to discuss or want to toss into this before we dive into this weekend?
No, not sure. Chris has something to say, maybe?
Yeah, I was just going to say that to the people out there, we're coming up for episode 600, and we've got some a bonus ball charity thing. It's going to be going live next week on our socials. So if you are a listener, please look out on our socials. We'll post it on there. It's a great chance to support an amazing charity in Macmillan Cancer Support, and we'd really appreciate any donations. And we'll put that on our socials next week.
Definitely. Check out the link in the description. And we might just say, Chris, to make things easier, everyone that donates just gets a draw into it for every 10 bucks they put into. No balls needed, except because that's easier to donate. But we have to look at, we're doing well. We're looking at getting the 600 mark for episode 600, but we're still 3 weeks away from it.
Yeah.
So six episodes. This was 293. We are recording today, I think. I said 294 maybe in the intro, but it's 293. So 7 more episodes and then there. We're there April 2nd, which also happens to be my birthday. So 2 celebrations in 1 day. I better go in sick for the next day already. this is awkward transition because someone just messaged me my age with a comparison with a player in FC24 that is getting the same age. So now it's getting real serious with the in-game stat comparison. But I'm not going to mention that. So thanks for that message during recording. That's all for us. We'll see you next week. Tuesday, we'll be back. We'll be back, of course, next Friday. So keep in mind Tuesday and Saturdays at 6 p.m. UK for the next shows. And if there's anything at all, let us know. But for now, it's time for us to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. 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 F-U-T.